This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. A Denver disability rights group filed a lawsuit against the Regional Transportation District Monday. It alleges RTD is violating the Americans with Disabilities Act. Denverite's Kiara Damari.
Starting January 1st, it will be more expensive for many people to use Access On Demand, an RTD service that offers subsidized and on-demand rides for people with disabilities. RTD is also planning on changing the on-demand hours from 24 hours a day down to 22. But a federal lawsuit filed by Atlantis Adapt and two disability rights activists aims to stop these changes. Activist and plaintiff Claudia Fulska is a former board member for RTD.
Today, RTD is killing Access On Demand for thousands of people with disabilities, when in fact, it's the best service they've ever had. It's unfair and it's unreasonable. Together, we need to stop the RTD gravy train. No taxation without transportation.
An RTD said that providing Access On Demand is not required by federal law and that the changes aim to support the program's financial sustainability in 2026. I'm Kiara Damari, Denver 8.
The annual federal defense policy bill is out, and the U.S. House is expected to vote on it later this week. Here's CPR's Caitlin Kim.
The compromise NDAA legislation between the House and Senate would authorize a military pay raise of 3.8% and increase overall defense spending $8 billion more than requested by the White House. None of the amendments from Colorado House lawmakers made it into the final bill, which also seeks to codify some of Trump's executive orders, including building the Golden Dome missile defense system. It would also allow for the disposal of equipment located at Rocky Flats Defense Environmental Technology Site through a pilot program. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
And you're listening to CPR News. The U.S. Supreme Court considers an important case surrounding presidential powers. That's next. Stay with us.